Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on the Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. The headline was arresting. Or, to be more contemporary about it, it was excellent clickbait. Black slime creeps over Washington, D.C.'s most famous monuments. What a fabulous metaphor for everything that's wrong with Washington, with the empire, with the industrial age, no doubt the source of the slime. Hell with everything. I couldn't click fast enough. Anticipation made me forget momentarily a hard-won and oft-won lesson. Any time a quote is so perfect for your purposes that you can't believe it's real, it isn't real. No exceptions. A mysterious black slime has been steadily oozing over Washington, D.C.'s most famous monuments, said the Daily Mail version of the story, one of hundreds to appear worldwide. How perfect! Whether your pet peeve is gridlock or the campaigns or inaction or transgender marriage, this is what happens to the source of the evil. It gets slimed. This stuff writes itself. Next sentence in the Daily Mail story. The black slime is not actually a slime, but more of a powder. Wait, what? A powder? The dictionary definition of slime is, and I'm quoting here, a moist, soft, and slippery substance. But what we have here on the monuments, it turns out, is dry, hard, and gritty. It is not slime. But the headline was too good not to be true. In reviewing several pages of headlines in my Google search, I saw only one that eschewed the word slime for the correct term, biofilm. It was the National Park Service website. The only source that told the truth was the government. What kind of metaphor is that? I'm channeling Lewis Black here, eyes bulging, hands flapping. You can't do that. You can't just use a word in a headline because you know it will titillate people when you know it isn't true. You can't. Well, maybe you can. The sentence the dictionary uses to illustrate the correct use of titillate is, and I'm quoting, "These journalists are paid to titillate the public." What are you going to do? Anyway, the story's usefulness as a metaphor for everything that's wrong with everything is over because it's a lie, at least the headlines are. Whoa, back up. Isn't that exactly what's wrong with everything? That everybody is lying about everything? Journalists are lying because they're convinced we have the attention span of fruit flies and no interest in anything that is not loud, fast, and spectacular, you know, like a used car ad on TV. Politicians are lying because they found out that A, they can, and B, it works. Corporations and their bankers are lying because if they told the truth, any of it, there would be an immediate and total collapse of the system. So the story about the dry powder that's giving a sort of a grayish cast to D.C. monuments with the headline, "Strange Black Slime Has Covered the Monuments in Washington," is not disqualified as a metaphor for our time because it's a lie. That's what qualifies it as the best metaphor. Especially for people who pretend to disseminate information for use in service to the Republic, while in fact they're dissimulating the truth in service to the greed of their industrial masters. The previous week, the Voice of America reported that the deterioration of D.C.'s Memorial Bridge, which links Arlington Cemetery and the National Mall, has gone so far that without a total overhaul, The bridge will have to be closed within 5 years. Hardly anybody picked up that story. So next time, we'll know how to write the headline. Black slime covers Memorial Bridge. Not true? Never mind, it'll get clicks.
To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.